Shall we read, please, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 13. Luke's Gospel, chapter 13. Commencing, please, at verse 22. Luke 13 at verse 22. And Jesus went through the cities and villages, preaching, teaching, and journeying toward Jerusalem. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved? And he said unto them, Strive to enter in at the strait gate. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house is risen up and hath shut to the door, ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Then shall ye begin to say, We have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. They shall come from the east, and from the west, and from the north, and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. The Lord will bless the reading of the Scriptures. After Christ comes. I have before me tonight particularly what shall take place the morning after Christ comes. And as I proceed, you will readily appreciate what I've got to say. As I seek to draw your attention to events in air, the morning after Christ comes. If you would be here tomorrow night, then I shall indicate to you very briefly at the opening of the meeting things that will take place generally in the world just after Christ comes. When we shall see that there will be a time of peace, followed by times of war, followed by times of famine and scarcity, followed by times when forces are seen called in the Bible as death and Hades, death claiming the body and Hades claiming the souls. Shall find that the people of God in that day, many of them shall suffer martyrdom at the hands of evil forces. That will be after Christ comes in the world at large. Terrible days. We shall see tomorrow night that there is a period of 7 years yet to be fulfilled. I've indicated to you what will take place in the first 3.5 years. Tomorrow night the burden of my address shall be on the last 3.5. And what will take place when what the Lord called the abomination of desolation is set up? Times of terror, times of awful suffering. What the Bible calls literally the tribulation, the great. But tonight I have before me to try and bring before you not only the coming of Christ, but what it will mean if you're living in Ayr or surrounding district the morning after Christ comes. There are many saying, where is the promise of his coming? There are many reared in Christian homes who are saying, we've heard about this since we were children and it's never happened. And there are people scoffing, the Bible talks about them, scoffers who shall say, where is the promise of his coming? Things have continued since the world was created. Very soon, it's all going to come to an end. In the passage that I have read, Christ was preaching. Now most of the preaching over yonder in Palestine was done in the open air. And very often the Lord was interrupted. Unlike modern preachers, who neither care to be interrupted nor criticized, the Lord very often was interrupted. One day a man from the outside of the crowd shouted out. He said this, Lord, are there few that be saved? Unlike the modern preaching, this man listened to Christ and got the impression there might not be so many after all saved. Lord, are there few that be saved? Then the Lord did a very interesting thing, very strange thing, you might think. He didn't so much answer the question as answering the questioner. The man says, Lord, are there few that be saved? And the Lord said to him, listen, friend, never you mind whether you think there are few or many, you make sure that you're in. He didn't so much answer the question as answer the questioner. Want you to notice something? I want you to notice that the Lord Jesus accepted the man's exclamation, Lord. He accepted that. And he accepted the fact that it was possible to be saved. Now remember this, Christ is Lord. Supreme. There is no such thing in your New Testament as accepting Jesus as Savior and later coming to recognize him as Lord. That's wrong. We're beginning to be affected by circles outside. It's not New Testament gospel preaching. New Testament preaching is a presentation of Christ as Lord. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord. And when you come to Christ, it's on the strict understanding that you're abdicating the throne of your life to let Christ reign. Now I hope that's how it's preached here, Sunday night by Sunday night. Are there few that be saved? Oh, it's possible to be saved. To be saved means you're in danger. You're in danger of being lost. You're in danger of perishing. You'll need to get saved. The Lord said, listen, friend, you strive to enter in at the straight gate. Now that word strive is quite a strong word. It means to agonize. It means to say, now listen, friend, you do everything possible to make sure you get in. Now you can understand this. You see, as soon as God begins to speak to you, and as His Spirit begins to present Christ to you, then you'll understand this, that there's everything within you that will rebel. For at heart you're a rebel. Sin has made you like that. Not only so, but you'll find that everybody around will encourage you not to make a decision for Christ. Everything around you. You'll find opposition inside, you'll find opposition outside, you'll find opposition at home and opposition at work. However, what I'm interested in tonight is this, that the Lord said, now he said, listen friend, you strive to enter in at the straight gate. Ah, why a narrow gate? See, is the gate not wide open? Oh yes, in one sense the gate's open, in the other sense it's narrow. What he's indicating is this, that the door to salvation you only get in one at a time. If you're going to receive it, you'll need to receive it personally. If half a dozen of you waited behind tonight to inquire about God's way of salvation, we'll need to deal with you individually. You'll need to come one by one. But here's the interesting thing. Said the Lord, strive to enter in at the straight gate. Watch now. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Ah, this is interesting. This is interesting. You didn't think there was a day coming when they would queue up to get into heaven and wouldn't be able. You didn't think there was a day coming when people would want to get there and couldn't. Well, you say, just a minute. When is this going to take place? Well, he tells you. Didn't he? When once the master of the house has risen up and shut to the door, that's when it will take place. Ah. Will you notice, please, that it's the illustration of a well-ordered household, a well-ordered home. You probably don't think that. Watch what it says. When once the master of the house hath risen up and shut to the door means this. At a certain time in the clock at night, the head of the house goes forward and he locks the door. If you're in, you're in. If you're out, you're out. Not many homes like that left. But that's the illustration. Now try and follow me, please. I want now to take your mind and thoughts to heaven. Now up there in heaven, there's sitting a man. It's the wonder of the ages that in heaven, there's a man with a body in a spirit world. Got that? Christ became a real man and took his manhood back to heaven. Now, there is coming a moment, maybe tonight, when in fulfillment of his promise that we saw today, if I go, I will come again, he's going to step from his Father's throne into mid-air. And he's going to shout. And when he shouts, he's going to gather every Christian to the glory. The dead who have died trusting in Christ, the living who are here believing in Christ, and together they're all going to be swept heavenward when the shout is heard. Got that? Now, when he steps from mid-air to give that shout, so to speak, he'll close the door. Door's closed. So that if you go, you're in. You're inside. If you don't go, you're out. For the vantage point is heaven, not earth. If you're in, you're in. And if you're out, you're out. Maybe some of you remember a little chorus they used to teach the children. concerning Christ personally. One door and only one, and yet its sides are two. Inside and outside. On which side are you? Now, if the Lord should come tonight, will you be inside or outside? Will you be there or here? And the Lord depicts what will take place just then. Now please. I want you now to try and project yourself forward till tomorrow morning. Could you do that? It's Monday morning in here. Overnight, Christ has come. As the Lord's day has drawn to a close and Monday morning is dawning, Christ comes. And what so many thought would never happen will have actually taken place. Now let me say this before I begin. I want you to understand that there are literally hundreds of people in here that know that Christ is coming, but they're not saved. And you can multiply that all over the world. Hundreds of people that know that Christ is coming, but they're not converted. Let me talk to you about them. There's a big lot of them were reared in Christian homes. Like you, they've grown up. Decided to go their own way. Isn't that right? You became a little obstinate and a little rebellious. You just dug your heels in. But you know all about Christ coming. Oh yes. There are people who listen on radio. When across the air there comes the truth of Christ coming. Well, they know about it. Not say it. There are people who have read tracts and leaflets. They know that Christ is coming, and they're not converted. Oh, it amazes you. The people that know all about it. You know, it's terrible. Do you know that there are men and women walking the streets of air? They're on the road to hell. And if you ask them how to get saved, they could tell you. It's not right. They've known it since they were a child. If you went out and asked some of them about Christ coming, they could tell you all about it. They're not saved. Not saved. It might be terrible. The Bible talks about some of these people. And it says after Christ comes, they'll believe the lie that they might be damned. Tell me you're saved. Do you know the Lord? Now watch the graphic language. Here's how it's put in the illustration. He will shut to the door, and ye shall begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying. So the knocking speaks of praying. Isn't that right? Isn't that what the Lord taught? Ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. So here are people outside and they're knocking. They're praying. Let me say this to you. Oh, do excuse me coming over this, but I want to make sure you're saved. Remember this. That tonight Christ knocks at your heart's door. Will you let him in? Come on now, will you let him in? He knocks at your heart's door tonight, you may not let him in. Tomorrow you may knock at his door and he won't let you in. Can you see the solemnities of the hour? As we are living just before Christ comes. Now, it's Monday morning in air. Overnight, Christ has come. Millions living the night before have vanished. They're rushing out special editions in mid-morning. flashes are coming across radio and television. You see, it's not only happened in Britain. It's coming across flashes from America. Flashes from Europe and Eastern Europe. Australia, New Zealand, Japan, China. Flashes are coming in. Millions of people missing. They haven't died. They've just disappeared. I'll tell you more. Would you understand this? I tell you, they'll announce that at 5 o'clock tonight, the Reverend Dr. Ananias will be speaking on radio and television to try and explain what's taking place. A lot of these ungodly preachers will need to face up to the fact that they sneered and scorned at Christ's coming. They'll need to face their congregation. And the congregation will say, "You told us there were nothing in it, but I know my mother has gone." Terrible days. Say, that's not imagination, is it? Just a minute. They're queuing up at the corner shop for their paper. But the Christian lady hasn't arrived. They're queuing up at the work gate. But the Christian foreman hasn't arrived. It's the talk of every shop and factory floor, of every home. All sorts of reasons are being propounded. But there's one person strangely quiet. It's you. It's you. You know. You were in Wood Park last night. You heard about it long ago. It's beginning to dawn on you that what you just casually assumed would not take place has taken place. In an hour when ye thought not, Christ had come. Got it? Tell me, are you saved? Do you know the Lord? Are you sure? Do you want to go to heaven with your family? You'll need to be saved. Listen to this. Ye begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, "Lord, Lord, open unto us." And he shall answer and say, "I know you not whence ye are." Now just a minute, please. Let's go up this street, shall we? Let's go in this house. Now quiet now. Quiet, there's somebody praying. Who is it you say? It's you. Listen now. "Lord, Lord, open unto us." Do you notice something? I want you to notice, first of all, that these people know how to pray. Oh yes, they can pray. Listen again. "Lord, Lord." They're calling Christ Lord. All right. And they're saying, "Open unto us." As if they've a right to be in. There's something wrong, they're left out. Now I'm going to come back, for I'll need to explain something. "Lord, Lord, open unto us." But didn't I say that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus as Lord? That's right, as long as it's from the heart, not from the lips only. Do you remember what Christ said? "Not everyone that saith Lord, Lord shall enter the kingdom." It must be real, must be living, must be true, must be honest. I want you to notice that these people seem to think they've a right to be in. Now watch how he answers. Says Christ to these people, "I know you not whence you are. You seem to know me, but I don't know you. You call me Lord, but I never knew you. Stop. Stop.
contrary to what is preached. Contrary to what is preached. On that vital resurrection morning, the most important thing is not who professes to know Christ, but who Christ really knows. Have you got that? Have you got that? On that resurrection morning, the people who will go are the people that Christ knows, not the people who think that they know him. How do you stand? Come on now. Now don't you leave the building if you're not too sure. For it would be terrible after a meeting like this if you were left behind. Watch what he says. I know you not. You seem to know me. I don't know you. He shall begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence. Stop. Let's go up this street. Now let's go in this door. Quiet now. For Sunday prayer. Who is it? You say. What are they praying? Lord, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence. Oh no. Oh no. Oh yes. Oh yes. Can I put it in a way you'll understand it? Listen to me, please. Lord, there's something wrong. I should have gone with the rest. Lord, I took Holy Communion. Lord, I took the Blessed Sacrament. You listening? Lord, I broke bread yesterday morning. Oh yes. Can you hear them singing? Can you listen to them? 'Twas on that night when soon to know the eager rage of every foe. That night in which he was betrayed, the Saviour of the world took bread. You hear them singing it? Oh, tell me, are you saved? And after thanks and glory given to him that rules in earth and heaven, that symbol of his flesh he took and thus to all his followers spoke. Do you hear them? My broken body thus I give for you, for all, take it and live. And oft the sacred rite renew that brings my wondrous love to view. Do you hear them singing? I'm not saved. I'm not saved. Not saved. Then in his hand the cup he raised, and God anew he thanked and praised, while kindness in his bosom glowed, and from his lips salvation flowed. My blood I thus pour forth, he cries, to cleanse the soul in sin that lies. In this the covenant is sealed, and heaven's eternal grace revealed. Do you hear them singing it? You know, I'm frightened. I'm nearly frightened to say it. From the communion table to hell. Oh, beware of being formal. It's possible to break bread and not remember Christ. You saved. Do you know the Lord? You sure? Listen again. There's somebody else praying. What is it you say? Listen. Thou wast taught in our streets. Lord, I love to listen to the open air. Lord, I liked when they came. Say, you go to the coast. If you're allowed to conduct open airs, there the crowd will gather. And suddenly you'll say, has any one of you a favourite hymn? And from the most unlikely people, yes, what is it? The old rugged cross. The old rugged cross. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners were slain. Oh, I'll cherish the old rugged cross. I'm not saved. I'm not saved. Say, tell me, as I get near to you, tell me, will you trust Christ? Will you? Will you just do it now? You're not too old. You're not too young. You're not too bad, and you're not too good. Can you gather this? Let me illustrate again. Can you see this person? It's come at a big blow. You see, they get a little tired of what they called the restrictions of a Christian home, and they decided to get their own flat. They wanted their freedom. Is that right? Is that you? And this Monday morning, they hear it. They're perturbed. There's a flutter here. They lift the phone. They dial. 862-103. They're phoning home. There's no reply. No reply. They dial. 862-103. They're phoning home. There's no reply. No reply. They put the phone down again and they lift it and they dial again. They're dialing Prestwick. They have a cousin there and an aunt. There's no reply. There's no reply. Well, they're worried. They dial 041 to Glasgow. It rings out. They put it down and they dial 100 and they go through to the operator and they ask the operator. The operator says, but you can dial it direct. I know. I'm having problems. Could you dial it, please? The operator says, all right, I'll dial it. They dial. It rings out. And the operator says, why are you expecting an answer? Oh, it's all right. Just leave it. Do you know what I'm going to tell you? Let me tell you. It will well nigh fill Ailes and elsewhere. Folks like you that know. Now you're beginning to recognize how deliberately you turn Christ away. You don't want to live and you won't want to die. For to die would be hell, and to live is a living hell. I want you to waken up. For then you'll recognize that your so-called pleasures weren't worth
the selling of your soul.
If you gain the little world that you think so much of and lose your soul,
tell me, you're not walking out tonight without Christ, are you? Say, will you bow your head and heart and say, "Oh God, I'm a sinner, I'll take Christ."
Said the Saviour,
"There shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth when you know the horrors of the men and you're out. Oh, the awful chagrin that will grip the soul
when you recognise, if you just listened last night, you could have been in. You see, it's too late. Your remorse is too late. You can't put the clock back 12 hours.
It's gone into eternity. You'll wish now you'd listened to the pleadings of the preacher, as in God's name and on behalf of Christ he spoke to you.
Now, a few minutes and the meeting's over.
A word of prayer, a verse or so of a hymn, and I'll be at the door just to shake you by the hand and thank you for coming. Listen to me.
On that bright and cloudless morning when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies and the roll is called up yonder.
Come on now. Come on. It's everyone for themselves now.
When the roll is called up yonder.
Oh yes, I'll make my confession. Will you?
By the grace of God and the value of the blood of Jesus, I'll be there.
Will you? Will you?
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound, time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal, bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder.
Come on now. Come on now, make your decision. Make your decision. And you'll be able to say and sing, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. God grant it will be true. May God help you tonight to trust Christ. Let us pray.
Beyond the sky.